At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. In 2018, the Trump administration imposed tariffs on China over Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 in response to the overwhelming evidence of theft by the People's Republic of China and their agents of American information technology and intellectual property. These many years later, there's a debate in Washington now with the new administration about the tariffs, and should they be lifted? Should the American people enjoy the prosperity of the two-way trade? Gordon, you've written about this in The Hill. What is the status right now of this debate in Washington, given all the troubles in the world?
Well, President Biden's administration is looking at the tariffs as one way to reduce rampant inflation, because the theory is that the American consumers bear the cost of these tariffs. And so a number of people in the administration have made the argument that either that these tariffs should be exempted, and there's an exemption process, or allowed to expire. But clearly, there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to these tariffs. And of course, they are politically charged, because a number of folks in the U.S. would like to see the tariffs gone for various personal reasons.
We welcome Jonathan Bass, our colleague. He is the CEO of WhomeHome.com and Innova Luxury Group. He imports as part of his prosperous business. However, these last years, he's come up with an alternative to doing business with the non-transparent People's Republic. It's called friendshoring. Jonathan, good evening to you. What is friendshoring? How does it work for you?
So what we've done, John, is we wanted to move production to the closest point of proximity to the market and develop a system that would be based on countries of shared values, to invest with countries that shared our values, not countries who opposed our values. So we picked Mexico as our closest neighbor and built a facility in 2011 that's just under Yuma, Arizona in Mexico.
And that facility satisfies everything China was servicing? This is instructive to people who haven't done it. Is there anything you gave up in doing this, Jonathan?
Well, there's always certain raw materials that were dependent upon single source supply chain out of Asia. But as we've grown from the day we moved in there, we've tried to redistribute our sub-supply into the local markets, whether it's the U.S. or the rest of Latin America. What we found is that by investing in higher cost raw materials north of the border and supporting U.S. manufacturers, they were able to build the supply that China was supplying. So we were able to cross-source and then ultimately eliminate a dependency on our supply chain from China.
Gordon,
I
want Gordon to weigh in on this. Gordon, what Jonathan is telling us seems very straightforward. He made the decision to friendshore, and then he compensated for what was missing over several years. Is it that simple, Gordon? I mean, does Washington know what Jonathan is telling us?
You know, unfortunately, Washington doesn't know Jonathan's examples, and it doesn't know other ways that we could friendshore. Right now, we're overly dependent on China. That's largely because the big box stores want to protect their supply sources in China. But they're going to find out that they're going to be in trouble soon, because right now China itself is locked down. And of course, we've got these supply chain disruptions with high freight rates and a number of other things that are making it very difficult to source from Asia.
Yes, Jonathan, lockdown, Shanghai, lockdown, Beijing, all but 340 million people in various forms of lockdown. If you were still dealing with China, can you guess that your goods would be on the case somewhere and destined for to being shipped to you somewhere in 2024?
No. So the Chinese, they want their deposits. They want the money up front right now. They want the money wired to them before a bill of lading will be issued. And then it can sit on the port docks for 3 to 6 months. Meanwhile, it could be completely molded by the time you get it, and they're paid and gone. So the issue of remaining dependent upon China is going to take two things. One, we need our U.S. government to offer loan guarantees to companies that want to establish factories in America, because the banks won't lend, leasing companies won't support factory building inside the North American trading bloc. You can't even get an American bank to loan you in Mexico to build a facility. So we have to open up loan guarantees so the companies can establish themselves domestically. And we have to push the retailers and penalize them for this dependency that they've created on a single source supply chain. Money's not at the end of the day, the whole thing. And you know, the Tariff Act of 1789 was actually put in place by George Washington. So our first president recognized that our biggest threat to our national security was trade policies. And the way that we could equalize it was by instituting tariffs. So tariffs are just one lever that they pull. But Congress needs to push forth a real, true investment strategy in building America. To build back America, you need to build back our factories. You need to build back our small towns. You need to build back not only infrastructure, but the what you want to move on that train, plane, and bus and truck.
We have about a minute, Gordon, and boy, was I sold when he hit George Washington. Go ahead.
Jonathan, we have a problem at our southern border with migrants. But those migrants aren't from Mexico, the country where you have your factory and where a number of other American businesses also have factories because of the new trade deal that President Trump negotiated. It would seem to me that one of the benefits would be that we'd be protecting our southern border and ending the migrant crisis if we could stabilize the countries in Central America with factories that would otherwise be in China.
We have about a minute, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Gordon, not one of my employees wants to move and live in the U.S. They want to go home. They want to see their kids, their grandparents, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, and they want to go to church on Sunday. We have forced them to migrate for food. If we gave them jobs down there, they would stay. It would benefit both sides of the border. So yes, you're right, Gordon. These families don't want to walk for months and months across across five different countries and migrate to America to go get an entry-level job cleaning hotel rooms or doing other things. But at the end of the day, we need America to lean in and our political elite to lean in to funding a migration of industry, not a migration of people.
Jonathan Bass, CEO of whomhome.com and Innova Luxury Group in Los Angeles. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.